This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Three Independence County men have been charged with breaking into a Batesville area residence and stealing thousands of dollars worth of guns, jewelry, and electronics. Court records say 18-year-old Joshua D. Melton, 18-year-old Sergio Archuleta, and 19-year-old Sean M. Mullins have been charged in the crime. Documents say Melton and Archuleta broke into the Marshall Bentley residence on Denison Heights December 6th and took over $34,000 in personal items from the house. Mullins was the getaway driver. Melton and Archuleta were charged with burglary and theft, both felonies, and Mullins was charged with criminal complicity to commit burglary and theft. Police say almost all the stolen property has been recovered. Judge Cheney Taylor has set the bond on all three at $75,000 each. A Cherokee Village man has been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with 8 felonies and 5 Class A misdemeanors. Police say that the arrest of 35-year-old Joseph Michael Hunter solved several forgeries and burglaries in Independence County. Documents say Hunter stole some checks from his grandmother and wrote 3 bogus checks, then stole checks from a Magnus man and forged 3 more checks, then stole checks from a Mountain View Road couple along with a shotgun and jewelry, and then wrote 3 bogus checks on the couple's bank account. Then stole a book of checks and a camera from a Harrison Street Annex man and tried to forge a check at the Citizens Bank but failed. To cash the check, police say he took the identity of a man who had died earlier this year. Hunter was arrested in Newark and jailed on a $45,000 bond. Also from court, a Cushman man's been charged in circuit court with 2 counts of being a previously convicted felon in possession of a firearm. That's felonies. According to court records, apparently 27-year-old Jeremy Don Passmore stole a rifle from a residence in Cushman and pawned it. He told police that he later had an associate get the gun out of pawn, and he took it back to the man he had stolen it from. Apparently, that victim did not want to file charges against Passmore, which would have been burglary and theft. Instead, police charged Passmore of felony possession of a firearm by a previously convicted felon. His bond was set at $20,000. 2 centuries ago, a series of powerful earthquakes rocked Arkansas and the central Mississippi River Valley at what was then the western edge of the young U.S. Now, some seismologists believe there could be another big one in the next 50 years along the New Madrid seismic zone that stretches between Memphis and St. Louis. The quakes happened on December 16, 1811, and January 23 and February 7 of 1812. They were among the strongest in U.S. history, with magnitudes estimated between 7.7 to 8.1. Seismologists agree that predicting when an earthquake will strike is next to impossible. But some experts give it up to a 46% likelihood of a 6 magnitude or greater within the next 50 years. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.